President Biden met with European leaders today and announced that the EU and U.S. have agreed to suspend billions of dollars in tariffs on aircraft and more and put a 17-year trade feud behind them. That feud involved countries subsidizing their own airline companies, Airbus in the EU, Boeing in the U.S., then slapping tariff levies on each other on things like U.S. whiskey and European wines. And the de-escalation comes as the U.S. and EU seem to notice that while they squabbled, China was working on passenger planes of its own. So let's bring in here now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. And Seth, the Wall Street Journal calls this the longest and costliest trade fight in the history of the WTO. It dates back to 2004. Briefly, talk us through how it started.
Yeah, it's hard to overstate how costly it is. Boeing jets are the thing that the U.S. exports more in terms of value than anything else. Okay, so just billions and billions and billions of dollars. Sometimes you look at one airplane, that plane can be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nothing else like that that the U.S. exports. As you said, back in 2004, you know, one thing about the aerospace and airline industry, Robin, is everybody thinks everybody else is subsidized. And that's very much true here. This was the U.S. originally saying that Airbus was heavily subsidized. And there's no doubt that there's truth to the fact that European governments provided lots of seed money, billions and billions of dollars to get Airbus to where it was. The U.S. said, you know, Airbus was suddenly on an even footing with Boeing in a matter of not too long. Boeing had been in business nearly a century already, accusing the Europeans of illegally subsidizing Airbus. The Europeans later said, well, Boeing is subsidized too in the form of large orders from the U.S. government for military aircraft, for example, on a scale that it would never happen in Europe.
Well, then it escalated in 2019. It went well beyond airplanes, almost $12 billion worth of tariffs and levies on everything from wine to tractors. So why did the U.S. and EU decide to set aside these now? I mean, yes, they're looking at China, but man, this was such a battle.
It really was. And this happened quickly, caught a lot of people by surprise. And I think it comes down to what you said, just them deciding that there were bigger common enemies. If you think of other things we're hearing on the show today, right, about meeting with Putin, obviously concerns with China on trade. And this is the U.S. and EU saying we don't see eye to eye on everything yet, but better to sort of recognize those common enemies. Also, don't forget, Boeing and Airbus sort of have a powerful duopoly in the world. So as much as they compete against each other and they accuse each other of certain things, it's kind of this comfortable duopoly. And what they don't want to do is lose sight of the fact that they have far more to worry probably in terms of foreign competitors with far cheaper aircraft coming into the market and actually having some success than they do about each other. They've both been doing fine over the years being in that duopoly.
Well, but if subsidies are dropped, what would that mean for Airbus and Boeing, especially after, you know, this disastrous pandemic year?
Yeah, those two manufacturers have been through one of the worst periods here in the past year of their histories. But, you know, demand is rebounding now. You mentioned the Wall Street Journal. They reported, for example, just days ago that Boeing, all those 737 Maxes that nobody seemed to want for the past year, dating back, of course, to the issue with the plane itself, suddenly there's demand for them, airlines snapping up those planes. And so these companies seem to be able to sustain themselves in a commercial environment with Airbus. Again, it goes back, if anything, more to the seed money sort of that got them to this position in the first place and allegations by the U.S. that that continues. But a commercially successful company in its own regard.
Just briefly, we've got under a minute. What about China? Where are they on passenger planes?
So they have designed and built what's called the C919. So if you look at a 737, which a lot of people know what that looks like, or a competing A320, Airbus 320, China has a plane and it's flying already, not carrying passengers yet, but flying successfully in terms of test flights that they're selling. They've taken orders for 1,000 of them so far, mainly from Chinese companies. The concern is what if it gets some success, some traction in the market, and China is able to begin underpricing Airbus and Boeing and selling them to, well, let's say U.S. and European airlines.
Okay, that'll be a whole other story. Seth Kaplan, here now is transportation analyst. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.